The statistics on the participation in Davos were quite shocking, I think. They're very, very low level of women participants overall in the forum, and certainly women's empowerment, but I'm not sure that it got the serious attention it deserved.
Why is that?
I don't think it ever makes it to the top of the agenda because there's so many other pressing issues, and it's always women always are kind of secondary. Well, if we have time, or, you know, we'll put it on the agenda for this one short session. Women are very marginalized, I think, even in a forum like Davos.
In your view, what will it take to change that viewpoint?
Well, I think the organizers need to be much more aware of who's participating and the issues that go on to the agenda. I would hope they could be encouraged or shamed into making a big step forward in this whole arena where there's a serious gap. But there would have to be kind of a consciousness among the organizers, and then pressures brought to bear on, you know, why don't you have more women? Why aren't more women participating? Why aren't women's issues higher on the agenda and more discussion of, if you're discussing, you know, economic growth, what is women's role in that specifically? Women are such an extraordinary untapped resource for economic growth, certainly in our region of Asia, South, Southeast, and East Asia. The countries are going to lag behind if they don't employ this huge human resource that they have. Women want to work. They want to earn an income. So, but it has to have regulations that are user-friendly, programs that encourage women entrepreneurs, that make credit available, training in how to run a business, how to manage accounts, to give them a leg up.
Well, to be honest with you, Carol, it seems like all the things that you're talking about are very easy to do. They don't seem insurmountable. What is it that is holding women back in many of the Asian countries?
I think it's what's always held them back. Their needs and opportunities for them are not prioritized, particularly to address the problems that they face trying to manage childcare and working in the household with jobs.
With regard to the economic forum, would you go far as to characterize that women's issues, women's economic empowerment issues, are being ignored?
You know, I haven't actually followed the entire agenda, so I don't think I can answer that. In looking over the agenda, it certainly looked like women's issues were being largely ignored. Economic empowerment is so important for women because there's so many other benefits that cascade from that. Many studies to show that when women have income, one of the first things they spend it on is educating their children, whereas that's not as true for men. So if you have a marginal increase in women's income, it benefits the household. Their children, they eat better, health care. So everybody benefits from those investments in women and their ability to become, you know, economically viable.